And welcome back, everyone. This is the First Inning Radio Show, and we're live on Spotify today. And I want to bring you guys some baseball news, as the Yankees have beaten the Toronto Blue Jays again. They pretty much plummeted them really badly, and that was a 13-2 win. And the Yankees got 6+ home runs again in that game. Another history. But we're going to talk about the postseason watch. And the Dodgers have clinched the first playoff spot. And the Dodgers became the first team in 2020 to pinch their ticket to the postseason with a 7-5 victory over the Padres at Petco Park on Wednesday, September 16th. Los Angeles opened up a 3.5 game lead over San Diego with a magic number of 6 to win its 8th consecutive National League West title. Meanwhile, both Eastern divisions got a little tighter Wednesday. The surging Yankees, winners of 7 straight, smashed 7 homers to beat the Blue Jays and more to within 3 games of the American League East. Leading Rays and the Marlins beat the Red Sox to close to within 2.5 games of the Braves and the National League East. Which is not good, because this is the last game of Toronto at Yankee Stadium. And then we come back to play the Marlins for the last 3 games at Yankee Stadium. And that's not going to be good, because now they look like they're hot. So the Yankees are going to have their tough time with them, but they shouldn't be, because they have a full team and a full squad back. The American League Central was another division in which the gap between first and second place got smaller, as the Twins got a huge win over the division-leading White Sox of Chicago to get within 2 games of first. With just 11 days to go in the regular season, all of the divisions and both wild card spots in each league will be claimed with a wild finish. While a lot can happen in the standings between now and when the postseason starts on September 29, here is what the playoffs picture looks like heading into today. That is September 17th. Now, a reminder, Major League Baseball announced an expanded postseason format in 2020, which will include 8 teams in each league. The 2 top teams in division league and the division qualify, and the 2 teams with the next best record in each league make it as a wild card. Sorry. Now, all ties can be resolved mathematically without tiebreaker games. For full details on the 2020 postseason format, read here. But you're going to listen. Wild card series begins September 29th, best of 3 format, with higher seeds serving as the home team for all 3 games. The American League matchups, number 8 Indians versus number 1 White Sox, the number 7 Blue Jays versus number 2 Tampa Bay Rays, number 6 Astros versus number 3 A's, and number 5 Yanks versus number 4 Twins, which looks good for us, the Yankees. Now, the National League matchups are going to be number 8 the Giants versus the number 1 Dodgers, the number 7 Phillies versus the number 2 Cubs, number 6 Reds versus number 3 Braves, and the number 5th Marlins versus the number 4 Padres. Now, who has clinched? The Dodgers became the first team to clinch the postseason berth on Wednesday. That is September 16th of 2020. Now, who is next? The White Sox, 32-17, have a magic number of 1 to clinch a playoff berth. Here is a look at where each remaining contender defined as having playoff odds above 0.5%, according to FanGraphs, stands heading into today, the 17th of September. Teams are listed by division and then in order of standing. Now, the American League East. The Rays are 31-18. Yesterday's result, they lost in 4-2 in 10 innings versus the Nationals. Now, where they stand. The Rays lead the Yankees by 3 games in the division title and lead the A's by 0.5 game for American League season seed. Tampa Bay is one game behind the White Sox for the top American League seed. Magic number 3 for postseason berth. Key tiebreakers. Tampa Bay holds a tiebreaker over New York. Having beaten the Yankees in 8 of 10 meetings this season, Oakland holds a slight edge for a tiebreaker over Tampa Bay with a better intra-division record. The A's are 24-12 versus the American League West, and the Rays are 23-12 versus the American League East. Today's schedule is on the 17th is the Baltimore Orioles versus the Rays at 4:30. And what's ahead? 5 at Baltimore and 3 at the Mets for the Rays. Now we're going to get into the Yankees. Yankees are 28-21. They won yesterday 13-2 versus the Blue Jays. And where they stand, the Yankees are a game and a half ahead of the Blue Jays for the division number 2 playoff berth and hold the AL's 5th seed. New York is 3 games behind the Rays for the first place in the American League East. Now the Yankees' magic number is 6 for postseason berth. Now here are the key tiebreakers for the Yankees. The Yankees lead the Blue Jays in their season series 3-2. With 5 head-to-head matchups remaining, Tampa Bay holds a tiebreaker over New York, having beaten the Yankees in 8 of 10 meetings this season. Today's schedule are the Blue Jays at 7 o'clock. And what's ahead for the Yankees is 1 more game against Toronto, which is tonight, 3 against Boston, and 4 against Toronto. And they have 3 games against Miami as well. Now the Blue Jays are 26-22, and they lost to the Yankees 13-2 yesterday. And here's where they stand. The Blue Jays trail the division-leading Rays by 4.5 games and are 1.5 games behind the Yankees for the division number 2 playoff berth. Now their magic number is 8 for the postseason berth. And the key tiebreakers are Tampa Bay holds a tiebreaker over Toronto for the division title, winning the season series 6-4. The Yankees lead the Blue Jays in their season series 3-2. With 5 head-to-head matches remaining, they play the Yankees tonight, and then they got to play 1 game against the Yankees tonight, and they got to play 4 against Philly and 4 more against the Yankees. So they got 5 more games to play against the Yankees. Here are the Orioles, 22-27. The Orioles are 22-7. Yesterday's results, they won 5-1 against the Braves. And here's where they stand. The Orioles are 4 games back, and the Indians are the American League number 8 playoff spot. Why is this guy honking his crappy-ass horn? That's New York for you. Anyway, the key tiebreakers are the Orioles won a worse... Oh, my God. Like, you got to stop honking, bro. Okay. Now the key tiebreakers for the Orioles own a worse intra-division record than the Indians. Wow, that's not good. So they play the Rays tonight, and they got 5 games against Tampa Bay. So that's going to be tough for them, and which could help them because the Orioles ain't that great. So they can win a few games against the Orioles to keep them up in the standings. Now we're going to go into the American League Central. Now the White Sox are 32-17. And they lost 5-1 to the Twins yesterday. And this is where they stand. The White Sox lead the division by 2 games over the Twins. And 6 games over the Indians. And lead the Rays by 1 game for the top seed of the American League. The A's are 1.5 games back. The magic number for their postseason berth is 1. Now their key tiebreakers are the White Sox trail in their season series with the Twins 5-4 with 1 head-to-head matchup remaining. Now they have a game today against the Twins at 2 o'clock. And they're going to have today's game against Minnesota, 3 more games against Cincinnati, and 4 games at Cleveland. Now we're gonna get into the Twins. The Twins are 31-20. Yesterday's result was 5-1, 5-1 against the Red Sox. And here's where they stand. The Twins lead the Indians by 4 games for second place in the American League Central, trailing the White Sox by 2 games for the division lead. They hold the American League number 4th playoff seed. The magic number for the Twins is 3 for a postseason berth. Now here are the key tiebreakers. The Twins hold the tiebreakers over the Indians 7-3 in a matchup. I just lost my spot. The Twins hold the tiebreaker over the Indians 7-3 in season series and lead their season series with the White Sox 5-4 with one head-to-head matchup remaining. So they play the White Sox today at 2, and then they got to play 3 against Chicago and 2 more against Detroit. Now here are the Indians at 26-23. They lost 3-2 in 10 innings versus the Cubs yesterday. And this is where they stand. The Indians are in third place in the American League Central, 4 games behind the Twins and 6 games behind the White Sox. They currently hold the 8th and final American League playoff berth. Now here are the tiebreakers. Cleveland's is 4-2 versus the White Sox, giving it the tiebreaker with 4 head-to-head matchups remaining. However, the Indians went 3-7 versus the Twins. So they play the Tigers today. They got 4 more against the Tigers and 4 against the Chicago White Sox. That's going to be a tough series for them. Now the Tigers are 21-27. They lost yesterday 4-0 against the Royals. And here's where they stand. The Tigers are 4.5 games behind the Indians for the 8th and final American League playoff spot, a half game behind the Orioles and Mariners. Here are the key tiebreakers. Detroit is only 9-19 with the division, which would give either the Yankees, Indians, Mariners, or Orioles the tiebreaker advantage based on inter-trade division record. Today's schedule, they play the Indians at 7 o'clock, and they play 4 more games against the Indians and 2 at Minnesota. Now we get into the West, American League West. The Athletics are 31-19. They won 3-1 versus the Rockies, and here's where they stand. The A's are 6.5 games behind the Astros for the division lead and 1.5 games behind the White Sox for the top American League playoff berth. Now their magic number is 2. Now their tiebreakers are Oakland. Oakland has clinched a tiebreaker over Houston by winning the series, season series 7-3. They don't play today, but they have 3 more games against San Francisco and 3 games against the Dodgers. And here are the bum Astros. The Astros are 24-25. They're playing under 500 baseball, 490 actually. And they lost 1-0 to the Rangers yesterday. This is how they stand. The Astros are 6.5 games behind the A's for the division lead, but 1.5 games ahead of the Mariners for the second guaranteed playoff spot in the American League West. Now their magic number is 9, postseason berth. Now here's their tiebreakers. Houston already clinched a tiebreaker over Seattle by winning 6 of their first 7 matchups. Today's schedule versus the Rangers at 7:10, and what's ahead? 1 Texas, 3 against Arizona, and 3 against Seattle. Now let's go to the National League really quickly. Talk about the Braves. The Braves are 29-21. They lost to the Orioles 5-1 yesterday. And the Braves lead the division by 2.5 games over the Marlins and hold the National League's number 1 third playoff seed, 1 game behind the Cubs for the second seed in the National League. Their magic number is 6 for a playoff berth. Their key tiebreakers, the Braves and Marlins are tied in their season series so far, 3-3, which 4 head-to-head matchups remaining in the regular season. The Cubs currently own the tiebreaker over the Braves with a better inter-trade division record. They're off today, but they play 3 more games against the Mets and 4 games against Miami. And I'm going to do the last two. I'm going to go to the Phillies and then the Mets. Now the Phillies, they lost 5-4 against the Mets. Here's where they stand. The Phillies are 4 games behind the first place Braves and a 1.5 game behind the Marlins for the division's second guaranteed playoff spot. Philadelphia is currently in National League's number 7 seed. Magic number is 11 for playoff berth. And here are their tiebreakers. The Braves and Phillies split their season series, but Philly has the tiebreaker edge by virtue of a better... Oh, I just lost my spot. Okay. The key tiebreaker is the Braves and Philly split their season series, but Philly has a tiebreaker edge by virtue of a better interdivision record. The Marlins hold the tiebreaker over the Phillies after winning the season series 7-3. They're going to play the Mets today, and then they're going to play 4 against Toronto and 4 against Washington. And here are the Mets. The Mets are 21-27, and they won against the Phillies yesterday again 5-4. Here's where they stand. The Mets are 2.5 games behind the Giants for the 8th and final playoff spot. Now the key tiebreakers are San Diego currently holds the tiebreaker for New York with a better interdivision record. Now they play the Phillies today at 7 o'clock, and they're going to play 3 more games against Atlanta and 3 more games against Tampa Bay. So that's something right there. And the Yankees hit 6+ home runs again. That's history. They did it in 2 games. That makes history. Kyle Higashioka beamed as he rounded second base once again on Wednesday, savoring his 3rd home run trot of the evening. It was another night to remember for the Yankees' vented offense, one that continued to brighten their postseason outlook. Higashioka cracked 3 of the club's 7 deep drives and another route of the Blue Jays joining the muscle department by a 2-homer DJ LeMahieu performance as the Yankees celebrate their 7th consecutive victory with a 3-2 laughter at Yankee Stadium. It marked the first time in franchise history the Yankees have hit at least 6 home runs in back-to-back games, a feat that has now been achieved 5 times in the majors. The last time by the Blue Jays on August 12th and 14th of this season, New York moved 1.5 games ahead of Toronto and into the American League East, 3 games behind the Rays. Box score. It's crazy how baseball works sometimes, Higashi always said. One minute you can't hit the ball to save your life, and then the next game you pop 3 over the fence. Luke Voit extended his Major League home run lead with his 19th blast, and Clint Frazier also went deep in the Bronx, continued to live up to their moniker. Backing Garrett Cole's 100th career victory on the heels of 20-6, drubbing a Tuesday series opener. The Yankees are ready for launch. The Yankee 7 homers were their most ever at the current Yankee Stadium, which opened its gates in 2009. LeMahieu sparked the bats with his majors lifting 5th lead home run, and Higashioka cracked his 2-run spot to the loading dock in left center field in the 3rd inning. Now Frazier and LeMahieu cleared the wall in the 4th inning off of Tank Rourke, who surrendered 6 runs and 6 hits. Higashioka went deep again in the 6th. An inning that featured a Voit drive so high that it excluded capture by Snapcast to say anything of the Toronto defense. Well, that's pretty much it of the Yankee recap. And pretty much end of this thing here. I want to thank everybody for listening. Please give this a like and go to my YouTube page, BXBomber2011, and please subscribe. You can see us live on live stream on YouTube as well. So follow me there and follow me on Instagram and Twitter as BXBomber2011. So I want to really thank everybody for listening, and thank you, everyone. So long. and see ya.